New York City returned to rescue and recovery efforts after the final twisted remains of the World Trade Center's Southern Tower collapsed yesterday. A second smaller building, known as 5 WTC, also collapsed. As a result, Manhattan is facing more problems as winds blow noxious smoke from smoldering fires. But people helping with recovery efforts are undeterred, NPR's Jackie Leiden reports.
The view of Lower Manhattan from a passenger's perch on the Q train over the Manhattan Bridge could not have been more stark. The city's nightscape, its famous bejeweled Brooklyn Bridge twinkling, and behind it, the dark, shuttered canyons of Lower Manhattan, black and silhouetted against a huge, pale gray cloud rising many hundreds of feet. Fumes from smoldering fires are a new problem. The wind is blowing north, and it's not advisable to go to Lower Manhattan without a face mask. Gina Brooks, a Salvation Army captain working out of her truck, had some surprising takers.
We just had a whole band of police officers come for masks. There doesn't seem to be enough masks on the street for everyone. Even the police department and fire department don't have them because they're needed. The ash is just terrible.
Terrible and fascinating, she said. She's watched as each night the tree branches droop a bit lower with the accumulation of white ash. Lower Manhattan, from Houston Street southwards, is almost completely cordoned off, with only rescue workers and people already living there admitted by police. And there are caravans and caravans of rescue and recovery vehicles, fleets of flatbed trucks with cranes, lines of dump trucks, vehicles carrying spotlights. At Ground Zero, workers sifted through the rubble, and volunteer crews evacuated people in nearby buildings. Wearing a ponytail and hard hat, Bob Parnofiello led a crew of volunteers from the Union of Deep Sea Welders and Dock Workers. They'd just come from evacuating elderly people from a 39-story building.
We live in the area. We built this city. We helped build this city. We love this place. We love New York. We love these people. And we are good, God-fearing people, and we do try and help people out and try and save as many people as we can and do what we can to get this straightened out over here.
Mayor Rudolph Giuliani held several briefings yesterday, appearing twice with the head of FEMA, Joe Alba, and Senators Hillary Clinton and Charles Schumer. Mayor Giuliani, who's been widely praised for his handling of the crisis, admitted he'd little information to give families.
I apologize to the families of people that are lost right now. We have lots of families seeking information about who was in the World Trade Center. Did they get out? Didn't they get out? Are we able to recover them? Aren't we able to recover them? And we don't know the answers to all those questions yet.
Today, all those families seeking information will be moved to a new site at the New York Armory in Midtown. Perhaps because there's been so little news of casualties, the feeling of aggregate death, of a rent in a city's great metropolitan fabric, saddens everyone equally. In a night of haunting street scenes, one of the most darkly beautiful was at Washington Square, where candles and flowers created a shrine beneath the square's monument. They'd been put there in vigil by a freshman NYU student, Sam Goldman, and others.
A group of people from my floor in my dorm came down. We just sort of sat in a circle and held hands. There's some people singing, and then we went back to our dorm, but felt we should be doing something.
What made you stay behind?
I don't know. It's, I guess I don't want to see them go out, and I don't really know why.
That was at 3 o'clock in the morning. As the sun rises today, answers are still going to be hard to come by. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, New York.